Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, we were talking about it being a little chilly out there, so certainly this will warm you up because it'll make us not only think of great food, but it'll make us think of the summer. And we're talking about the Starr County Italian American Festival coming back in July. And we have on our WHBC Newsline this morning, Margaret DeLillo's story. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. Great. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I can't wait to hear the words out of your mouth that the festival is back, right?
We are. We are back July 8th, 9th, and 10th this year at Weiss Park. We are over the top excited because it's been 2 years. And, you know, both years we got kind of right up near there. And then erring on the side of safety for the community as well as our festival workers and goers, it was the best choice to postpone. And so we did, and here we are getting ready to open up again in July. So the group's been meeting and with lots of excitement, some new things this year. Just really looking forward to reconnecting with our Italian American roots.
Oh yeah, and I know the community will be very, very happy to get out and enjoy it all over again. But so talk about the cookbook, because, you know, I went to the website and then went to the cookbook page, and there's nothing better than looking at fresh basil and tomatoes right there on that page where you can submit the recipe, right?
Absolutely. So one of the ideas that some of our board members had come up with through listening to people in the community, festival goers, family members, was generating an Italian-American cookbook. And one of the reasons for that is, you know, our Italian roots, we're very much rooted in love, family, gatherings, and usually those things occur around a table, which means lots of food. And we love celebrations. And I don't care what the situation is, Italians love to cook and we love to feed people. So it was like, you know, there are so many cool recipes out there, or, you know, my nana did this, or my mom did that, or, you know, I have a sister that does this. Why not take all these recipes, put them together in a cookbook that we can memorialize the patriarchs of our family, or excuse me, those that have, you know, showed us the ropes with cooking and with the importance of food in our culture. And then the second part of that was this cookbook will be put together and sold. So you can buy it, you can have it, you can pass it on, and it's something that can become generational and passed on. But it's also every dollar made is going to go to continue to support and fund the scholarships, which is the number one reason our festival exists. Because even though we did not get to have it the last 2 years, we still did the scholarships and we still gave out money to deserving graduating seniors of Italian descent. So this is just going to be one more thing to add and sweeten the pot, if you will, because at this point we've given out a little over $240,000 in scholarship money. Wow. So the festival is very important to us to continue that for our legacy.
Yeah. And let me just say, though, aren't you secretive about some of your recipes?
No, I mean, the thing is, are the people that send them in going to be?
Yeah, right.
You know, like, I'm going to leave out a little bit of this so it won't taste exactly like my mom. But
no.
In fun, it can be pretty much anything. But what we wanted was, a lot of families say, oh my gosh, you know, so-and-so in my family has the recipe and I've never eaten anything like it. It's like, you know what? Submit it.
Yeah.
Send it in there. Let it be put in a book for your children and their children and their children to say, this was our family's recipe.
Yeah.
And here it is, passed on and then shared with others that are now using your family's recipe and tasting what you've tasted. So, and one of our chairmen with that is Assunta Bagnoli. And I'm going to, you know, you can submit the recipes through our Starr County Italian American website, which is CantonItalianFesta.org/cookbook. Or for those of you that had computer phobia like I do, you can text or call Assunta at 330-417-6311 and submit the recipe that way too. We don't want the computer to be a reason folks don't submit, because you get it to us and we'll get it in the book.
I look at the, and if you do, you know, or if you have somebody that maybe could help you on the computer too, that would be great because the form is very
100%.
Simple. It's so simple.
Absolutely. It's real simple to submit. And then we'll look them over and categorize them. And, you know, if pick and choose. And for the most part, you know, the recipes that have come through, yeah, they're going in the book. And it's fun to look at and think, oh, my gosh, I know that dish.
Yeah.
So, and how is it different than how we do it?
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
There's going to be a whole lot of fun with this.
I can't wait. And then will it be for sale at the festival this year?
Yes, that is the goal, to get these recipes in. And get the cookbook up and printed. And there are flyers around in some of our spots. I know at, a couple of the Italian stores in the area have the flyer. The flyer is on the website. We're trying to be put it on our own Facebook page and get the word out. So all of you can spread the word that we are accepting these recipes. And I just want to add one more thing too, since we are talking about the reason for the cookbook is the festival scholarships that we do give out. So one of the things we want to make sure is that right now the applications for those graduating high school seniors is available on our website, and you can get them filled out and submitted to us. They must be postmarked no later than April 1st. So it's about a month.
Okay.
But we always have such a great crew of young people that apply and are awarded. And, you know, those are our legacy. So all of this comes together to continue to support the Italian youth of our community.
And we'll put this information on our website as well. And
Thank you.
Deadline for the recipes?
The sooner the better.
Okay.
And you know what? I actually do not know.
Okay.
That's a great point. I would say... the sooner the better.
Okay.
It's the best I could do. Or text or call Assunta, who is the chairman, along with Lucia Pileggi and a few others.
Okay, that sounds good. And obviously, we'll have you back on again soon so we can talk more about some of the other things that will be happening at the festival as well.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, absolutely. Some of the old stuff's going to remain. You know, our festival vendors, big names like, you know, Papa Bear's Pizza Oven, DeStefano's, Lobos, you know, and of course Italian desserts, our big bocce tournament, and the list goes on. We are just so excited to be coming back in person.
Yeah, and I know everybody's excited to have you back. We will talk again soon. Margaret, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Pam. It's always a pleasure.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.